When did you organize your first band? Very first band.
Well, I got a group. I called them the Brazos Valley Boys. It was that was kind of the trend back then to designate your band according to where you came from. You know, like Roy Acuff and the Smoky Mountain Boys, Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys, Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. You know, you kind of. That's why, so being the Brazos Valley around Waco, that was kind of a natural thing, so I used that title. And I started out just kind of getting some, you know, local musicians. We'd go out and play these schoolhouses, play little concerts and things, and it wasn't until later on, after I'd had several records and things, that I got into really doing into the band thing, and I started doing that after I came back from Nashville about 1949. And I moved to Dallas, and then I started doing a lot of the club dates. So we, you know, I had to get you know, drums and more instruments. So then that's when I moved to Oklahoma. That's when 1952. That's when I really kind of went into the band business in a big way, because I was playing predominantly. I was playing in the ballrooms and dance jobs and things, as opposed to concerts, because we did a lot of those like the summertime.